Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Baba Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asra Basra Achol Shishi B'zecher Defan Yerziv B'Kohagun B'Karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah says Mecher Pesach Averi V'Loit Simchu. A fellow sells produce to his friend. The guy planted it and it didn't grow. Avilu Zara Pishton. Even if he sold him flaxseed, Einechav Achrison, the seller is not chav. He's not responsible for this. And that's because he could always claim, I sold it to you to eat. I didn't sell it to you to plant. It's your fault that you planted it and it didn't grow. It's not my issue. And the Chiddush over here is even with Pishton, with flax that people usually do not eat, still the seller is able to claim this. Now, this is all sheet of Shimon Gamliel, and the Mishnah continues. Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel also says, Zarei Negina she'en nachalin chai b'achriyusan. If the seller sold Zarei Negina garden seeds, they're not eaten. These are things that people don't eat, and they only plant them, and the buyer planted them and they didn't grow, so then he is responsible to replace those seeds because it's obvious that the guy bought them just to plant them. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Amecha Peres Chaveroi, a guy sells produce to his friend. This is referring to grain and things like that. Harizim Akabal Olive Roiva Tinafis Lasa. The buyer has to accept upon himself a quarter of a kav of tinaifes per saw, which means there's going to be some sort of other things mixed in, little pebbles and stones, maybe sticks and things like that, stuff which is basically not grain. And it's normal to have a quarter of a kav per saw mixed in, that's 1/24th, and the buyer's not allowed to complain about that. To Einim, figs, a guy bought a whole bunch of figs, makabel olive eser metula eslamea, he has to accept upon himself 10 wormy figs out of 100. Marta Shayayin, he bought a cellar worth of wine, makabel olive eser kaisus eslamea, he has to accept upon himself 10 barrels that are starting to spoil out of 100. And kankanim besharoin, if he's buying kankanim, jugs, in the area called Sharon, Mekabel Olav Eser Pisatoyos Lameo, has to accept upon himself 10 Pisatoyos, which are jugs that are not fully done, and they absorb too much liquid and spit it out as well, and that's 10 per 100. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow a similar case with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.